This program may contain violence, nudity, stupidity, alcohol, drugs, and adult language. If you don't like those things, we can't be friends anymore. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wayne, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Friday, June the 15th, 2018.
Each week, we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
another drowning possum.
You had to throw the possum in there. We've been over this in two different episodes, and you had to come with the possum story again.
I'll make my point when we get to that story.
Fine. Don't drink all of Florida Man's sweet tea.
If only there were some way to know where a train is going.
And don't talk to me like that, mister.
Plus, Florida Man versus Tourist, listener email and V-mail, and some special guests.
So this is our fifth episode of doing this, and I am impressed with the, I'm amazed with the number of downloads we've had and the people who have supported us. And as we've started this hobby of ours, of yours actually, and convinced me to join you, I'm having a blast doing it. But one thing I realized, we've gone four episodes. We never told anybody who we were.
No, we haven't. I've said your name and you've said my name, but we haven't really introduced ourselves. So my name is Joel. I am the person who came up with the idea for the podcast, and I wanted to start this, but I didn't want to be sitting in a room all by myself. So I thought about all my friends who I might want to include in the process of recording this, and the person that I kept coming back to was Phil. So Phil is a good friend of mine, and obviously you've listened to four episodes so far, and you've seen what kind of a smart-ass sense of humor he has,
Thank you.
So.
That touches me. That means a lot. I mean, I'm getting misty over here.
We just started doing this about a month ago and messing around, seeing what we could do. And I thought about all the different formats of podcasts that I listen to because I, you know, have headphones in all day long at work. And every time I'm in the car riding around, I'm listening to something. So I wanted to contribute something to the whole world of podcasting. So I thought about, you know, which ones I like and what they do, and kind of mashed all those together and came up with obviously the subject of Florida Man is something that's going to be giving back to us every week, because I can't go a day without getting a ping on my email with 50 or 60 different stories about Florida Man.
We've also thought about different, and we've had a lot of our friends have listened to the episodes and have commented on them and given us feedback. And then not only are we the only smart asses within our group of friends, but we have quite a plethora of people to choose from that we started thinking maybe we should start having guest spots. So we record this at my house, in my studio at the house. And we thought about bringing in some guests who would fit the format, you know, who would have something to offer. And we've got about three or four people that have shown interest that would want to do it. So we're bringing to you this week something a little bit different. We thought about the casting couch.
Mm-hmm.
And that was maybe a little bit too politically incorrect at this time.
Well, and also being Florida Men, and, you know, I'm married and you're whatever you are.
Yeah.
Committed. Somehow. Should be committed.
But. Right. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So we came up with, we actually have a futon in the studio here, so we're going to call it the Guest of the Florida Futon.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yes.
That's the name? All right, it's your house.
It's the Florida Futon. Well, it's a freaking futon. I mean, it is in the studio,
and it's
in Florida. So we're going to call it the Florida Futon. It rhymes. They both start with Fs. I mean, it's perfect.
It doesn't rhyme, but it both starts with
F. Oh, does it? Okay. Yes. Okay, got me there. All right, so we got the Florida Futon. We have a special guest today. My good friend, a man that I have known for 5-6 years now and got to be very close to in the last 3 or 4 years, a man that I consider blessed to be one of my best friends, and also a man that I consider to be my brother. Mike joins us today live from the Florida Futon. Mike, you're free to interject wherever you see an opportunity. Try to keep the bodily functions to a minimum. Our software is not that great that we can block out everything, but, you know, if you got something to interject, please feel free, and we will have some fun. Let's see how this works. So Story number one, Florida man drowns raccoons and opossum in front of high school ag class.
This one comes to us from WFTV.com. A Florida agricultural science teacher accused of drowning two raccoons and an opossum in front of students won't face criminal charges because investigators said the killings weren't cruel or inhumane. I will repeat that. Drowning an opossum was not cruel or inhumane.
You did it.
And it was not cruel or inhumane, according to investigators. Assistant State Attorney Toby Hunt determined Dewey Bruton didn't intend to torture or torment the nuisance animals. Investigators said he told them he suspected the animals were killing chickens his class was raising. Once trapped, he said he couldn't shoot them because guns aren't allowed on school property, and bludgeoning them would be cruel. Bruton was removed from the classroom and later retired after videos of the animals being drowned were posted on social media. One student said some students were left with nightmares after Bruton's sixth period agricultural science class. Quote, my friend said that the class before that, they were putting the water in the buckets, unquote, said the freshman student who asked not to be identified. Students and staff members raise chickens and other livestock, which are housed in a shed behind the school. The student said it took the raccoons several minutes to drown. They finally took the cage out of the water and they trapped it in another cage where the top of the cage would go down in the water, the student said, and that's how they killed the second one. FWC said it's legal to kill nuisance animals, but there are specific rules about humanely killing them. While law enforcement tells us the teacher may not have done anything illegal, his actions before students are certainly questionable, the Marion County Public Schools said in a statement on Tuesday. The student said Bruton asked students not to record the drownings, but many of them did.
So where is Marion County?
It is in Ocala.
So northern part of the state.
Yes.
Not Polk County.
Not no. Polk County.
Farther
oh,
north.
Oh, man.
No, in Polk County, they would have just shot the damn thing.
At school.
At school.
And this would have never been in the news.
And then we would have used it in home ec class. And made bunch.
Possum pie.
Roadkill. Well, it's not technically roadkill. I mean, it's sort of...
No, it's...
Well, it's school kill.
You're right. But yeah. It pavement kill. But I do have a question, though. And, you know, they were complaining that they were killing it, but they retrapped it in a smaller cage to be able to drown it.
Yeah.
So didn't they help?
Well, I don't know if it was the kids that did it or if it was the teacher, but the kids were snitches is the problem.
That's true.
They had their phones out. He told them not to put their phones out. But, you know, I was under the impression that you weren't allowed to have a cell phone in class.
Oh, sure you can.
In class.
Well, not in the 80s when we grew up.
Well, they didn't have cell phones when we grew up.
Well, exactly.
They did, but they stayed in the vehicle because they were the size of your front seat.
Yeah, they were bag phones.
In a suitcase. Yeah.
Yeah, they were bag phone.
Yeah, that was...
I didn't have a bag phone, but I would tell you one thing. I had... Yes, sir. I had the car phone.
Oh, that was actually built into the car?
Built into the car.
Really? What kind of car?
A Mazda MX-3.
Hmm.
It had a little hope. The thing was mounted. It had this huge box under the seat that was a cell. That was the actual transmitter and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Thug life right here, baby.
The testicular cancer generator?
Yeah, well.
That would explain a lot.
Okay, we may rethink this guest thing. Let's not kick the fat kid day.
Hey, we're all fat kids here.
Story number two, Florida man arrested on child abuse charge after victim ate all the Cheez-Its.
A Florida man was arrested Wednesday after police said he struck a child for, quote, eating all the Cheez-Its and drinking all the tea. Unquote.
And every bit of that is justified. Now, question is the were the Cheez-Its the regular Cheez-Its or were they the extra crispy ones that's a little toasty on the side? Because if they're a little extra toasty, then every bit of this story right here, I'm already saying... Kids at fault.
Yeah, and he drank all the tea.
It doesn't matter what they were. They're Cheez-Its. You eat my Cheez-Its, you're going to get slapped.
Yeah.
All right.
We can stop the story right now. This is over. This story is finished.
It's 100% unanimous.
This is 100% unanimous that this was justified. We can move on to story number three from the Miami Herald.
There's more details to this. So, Carrie Knudsen, 58, of St. Augustine, was charged with cruelty toward a child after a St. Johns County Sheriff's Office deputy responded to a call to his home in reference to, quote, juvenile problems. According to the arrest report, Knudsen was highly intoxicated when an officer arrived and said he had gotten into an argument with the child, according to the arrest report. The officer said things turned physical between the man and the child because Knudsen told the child, quote, not to eat all the Cheez-Its or drink all the tea, unquote, but the child did. During the scuffle, the report said, Knudsen struck the victim in the face with a closed fist. He punched the kid in the damn face.
All right, well, that's a bit far, but...
And then the child pushed Knudsen against the wall, causing a cut on Knudsen's head.
That makes the child. Or how short is Knudsen?
Didn't say. According to the officer...
Is his first name Fig?
Well, I mean, he was drunk, obviously, highly intoxicated.
Yeah, he was drunk because he had to drink all the damn tea.
He had to drink beer instead. I mean, obviously, he had something to drink. He didn't have to worry about the tea. According to the officer, Knudsen was unable to explain how he got the cut on his head. He was that drunk. He didn't remember getting pushed into the wall. Jail logs said Knudsen was released Thursday on a $2,500 bond.
That's a lot of money for Cheez-Its. But he struck the kid. Now, I mean, that's crossing the line, but I will be honest.
How old is the kid, though?
He was big enough to push him against the wall. Well, of course, he was drunk.
He was big enough to go get his own damn Cheez-Its then.
Agreed. Case closed.
Yeah, didn't deserve to get punched in the face, though.
No, I agree with that. But number one. I mean, you think about it. I mean, there's very few things in your house, in your home. As men, we don't ask a lot.
Don't eat the big piece of chicken. Leave that for me.
Don't eat the breast of the chicken. Don't drink the last beer.
Nice. You better not be drinking my beer at all if you're the kid.
Well, that's a good point. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that one's for Mike.
Yeah.
Hey.
And don't eat my damn Cheez-Its in my peanuts. Peanuts, Cheez-Its, oh, and Oreos. Yeah, don't fuck with the Oreos.
Yeah, you better leave. Well, for me...
And it's bad when you have to hide the shit in your own house to keep the kids from eating your snacks.
See, we live with our in-laws right now, and it's a race to see who can finish the box of Little Debbie Swiss cake rolls between myself and my mother-in-law.
No, I hide that shit.
It don't matter where we hide it. The daughter sniffs it out like a bloodhound.
I just want my damn Cheez-Its. Mm-hmm. Extra toasty. Mm-hmm. A nice... big thing of Planters mixed nuts, less than 50% peanuts.
Yep.
My original Oreo cookies. None of this vanilla shit or lemon and all this other stuff they come
have
up with.
Have you had the peanut butter?
They make peanut butter?
They make peanut butter.
Yes, they do.
I didn't know about the peanut butter.
All right, well.
Maybe. We're going to give peanut butter a trial run.
Okay.
That's all I want. You can have the rest of it.
I mean.
You can have the mac and cheese. You can have the chicken bouillon, all that stuff. You can have all that other stuff.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you how many times.
Although now that thinking about it, bouillon's not actually a word. It's bouillon.
I was going to say.
Bouillon. I'm sorry, a little bit. I'm from South Mississippi, we're a little close to Louisiana. You get a little Cajun in me every now and then.
I don't think we have to worry about the bouillon going bad, missing.
No. All right, but he shouldn't have struck the kid, but still.
Yeah.
Kid shouldn't eat the freaking. He told him, don't eat my damn Cheez-Its.
Well, you tell a teenager something, not to do something, you know that's exactly what they're going to do. If I don't want my kid eating something, I said, oh, you got to try these. She won't try it.
And then not these. Oh, shit, it's like blood on a damn... It's like... Ain't nothing like piranha. Ain't nothing left but the bag.
Story number three comes to us from the MiamiHerald.com. Florida man killed by train while walking on tracks.
A man in Boynton Beach died Friday after a Brightline train stuck him as he stood on a stretch of train tracks. The man was hit just before noon, just south of Woolbright Road, police said. No roadways are being affected by the investigation.
Well, of course not, because it was on the tracks, not on the road.
Yeah.
We continue working with the Boynton Police Department, says Brightline spokesperson Ali Soule in a written statement to the Miami Herald. The only safe place to cross a railroad is at a designated crossing. Never try to beat a train.
That shouldn't have to be said, and yet.
Brightline, the privately run commuter rail that operates on the Florida East Coast Railway, has been ferrying passengers from West Palm Beach to downtown Miami since May the 19th.
And they've already killed one person.
They've already killed one. This is June the 5th?
It's less than a month.
It's a horrible record.
There's never any trains on this track.
Oh, boop, boop, boop. I'm sorry, he died. I'm back.
Hey, if you're walking.
Oh, wait, there's more.
There's
more. Trains have now been involved. Okay. Oh, whoa, this is getting good. Its trains have now been involved in at least 7 fatal collisions with pedestrians along its train tracks since the company began trial runs in 2017. Brightline's equipment has not been formally found at fault. They've hit
and killed seven people?
Seven people.
And it's only the sixth month of 2018.
So what's those things they used to put at the front of the old, the cattle
yeah,
catcher?
Yeah.
The company has partnered.
Generously, that's one every 3 months.
Yeah.
Since 2017. If they started in January of 2017, it's been 18 months.
Yep.
The company has partnered with rail safety organization Operation Lifesaver.
I'm only going to put a floaty around. Here,
okay, if you're going to be a company that is helping railways prevent, do you really want to go after the Lifesaver, the little round things of to distribute safety pamphlets at schools and community centers along the FEC tracks, which until January have been exclusively used by slower freight trains shuttling supplies and goods across Florida. In mid-January, following the unveiling of its West Palm Beach to Fort Lauderdale route, Brightline announced it would aggressively expand its public safety campaign. Stay off the tracks was its no-nonsense slogan, and hopefully deter unlawful crossings. Digital signs now warn pedestrians and motorists accustomed to slower freight trains that more and faster trains now share the tracks. Well, it's written here in English.
Mas y mas rapido.
Andre. Brightline trains can reach speeds of 79 miles per hour. Fatalities on the FEC tracks, which run from Miami to Jacksonville, aren't uncommon. There were 14 last year, the lowest yearly total since 2013, and 145 in the past decade, according to the Federal Railroad Administration.
That's more than one a month since they've been doing that.
Yeah.
The majority of the incidents involve people walking, lying, or running on the railway, with most appearing to be suicides.
I would say they were all suicides, just some of them were unintentional.
Now, do you ever put the, when your kid put the penny or the nickel on the track and wait for the train and then go back in?
Yeah, and you never find it again.
No.
Those things go flying off.
It doesn't knock the train off the tracks either.
No, it doesn't. You can put a big pile of rocks on that track and it's not going to knock the track off either.
Now it's time for a game called Florida Man or Tourist.
Each week, I give a list of five famous or infamous people. They could be actors, musicians, sports stars, criminals, or are famous in some other way. And Phil has to guess if each one is a Florida man, meaning he was born in the Sunshine State or has lived here for any significant period of time.
Now, Joel will fuck you on the significant amount of time piece.
I will go ahead and say that going forward, we're going to make sure that it's at least 1 year.
1 year.
1 year, minimum.
Oh, so we're changing the rules after I lost the last two.
I'm just accommodating the crybabies. So he's lived in Florida for at least a year, or was born here. That means he's a Florida man. Or if he's a tourist, that means he's never stayed in Florida for longer than a vacation. And for the sake of this game, Florida man can be a man, a woman, a girl, or a boy. If Phil guesses correctly on three or more people, he wins. If he misses more than he hits, I win. And the loser buys beer for the next show.
And for the record, I am 2 for 2.
Yes, we each have two wins and two losses.
Correct.
So I'll read them all, and then so you got a 50-50 shot on each one of these five people. And we have a theme this week again. This week's theme is two first names.
So
their last name could also be a first name. Yes, we want to be very, very, very specific. So each one of these people has a last name that could also be a first name. Okay, person number one is Bob Ross.
Tourist.
Can I finish my description?
Oh, we weren't.
Yeah, and you're going last.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Bob Ross is the artist and PBS host known for painting happy little trees. He's the guy with the afro and, you know.
I liked him.
Yeah.
He died.
He was cool. Yeah, he did die. But before he died, was he a Florida man or a tourist, Mike?
Dun, dun, dun,
he was a Florida man.
Dun, dun, dun,
you're saying Florida
dun,
man.
Dun,
okay.
Dun,
dun. Mike says Florida man.
He's wrong.
Okay. Phil, you say tourist?
Oh, it don't matter. I don't have any idea.
I figure, you know, he's painting those things. He's down in the Keys getting drunk all the time. You know, that's the only way you come up with half that shitty paints anyways.
Phil, what's your answer?
Oh, I thought this was a conglomerate.
No, we're going back and forth. You can listen to our guest's answer and see if that sways you or not.
Also, ultimately, it's my decision, but he can weigh in on... Well, he's each, my advice. It's like my phone a friend? Is that what this
is? You're each getting an individual score, but you're the only one that determines whether you have to buy the beer next week or not.
Yeah. That sucks. All right, I'm going with Florida Man.
You're going with Florida Man. I'm just going
for free beer. Okay.
Did you have free beer anyway? When you
next is Dave Barry. He is the Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist and best-selling author. Is Dave Barry a Florida man or a tourist?
What did he write?
Something that was bestseller.
He was a columnist for a major newspaper.
All right.
And
just guess, that's what I do. I ain't heard of half these people either.
What was his name?
Dave Barry.
Spell Barry.
B-A-R-R-Y. And no Googling, Phil.
God damn it.
Nah, we're going to go tourist on him.
Tourist. I'm with Mike on this one. Tourist.
All right. Mike, tourist. Phil, tourist. Okay. Next is Nancy Grace. She is
Nancy
a lawyer.
Nancy Grace.
She's a lawyer and former prosecutor, and now she has her own show on, I believe, CNN. She was the one that made the Casey Anthony case national news.
That would be me. She is a Florida woman.
Okay.
Yep, I'm going with that.
So Mike says Florida woman, and Phil says Florida woman. All right. Our next person with a double first name is Debbie Harry. She was the singer for Blondie. Is Debbie Harry Florida man, woman, or tourist?
What's that love? Maybe it was a guess. First time now. Got a heart of glass.
That's one of the songs that she sang, but yes. Much better than you, Phil.
Yes. And she actually sang it deeper than you did.
All right, so I flubbed the Axl Rose impersonation last month, and now I flubbed the Blondie.
Yep.
I see a pattern forming here.
We'll go, she's a Californian, so we'll call her a tourist.
Tourist, okay.
I'm going with Florida woman.
Oh, you're finally differentiating off there.
Yep.
Okay, and finally, our last two-named person is Kevin Nash. Originally, he was a professional wrestler for the WWE, WCW, and TNA, and he was originally known as Diesel.
Because he's also in the ones with Shawn Michaels in China.
D-Generation X. Right,
that's
right.
Who it was.
Yeah, so is Kevin Nash a Florida man or a tourist?
He is born here. He was raised here. He lives here.
So you're saying Florida man and yes. Phil.
He said that with good conviction. So I am going with tourist.
Tourist. Okay. So the first three you guys agreed and the last two you disagreed. So you are not going to have the same score, I don't think. Okay, so first was Bob Ross. He was the artist and PBS host known for painting Happy Little Trees. And Bob Ross was born in Daytona, Florida. He is a Florida man. You both said Florida man, so you each have 1 point.
Booyah!
Next.
We only got to get three. Remember that.
Okay.
Three.
Next is Dave Barry.
And he has to buy beer for all of us.
He's the Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist and best-selling author. He was the columnist for the Miami Herald. You both said that he was a tourist. He was actually born in Miami. So Dave Barry is a Florida man, and you all said tourist. So that is...
So we didn't get that one right.
You did not get that one right. So you're both...
He could have lived somewhere else and wrote for Miami.
Well, he did.
No, but he was born in Miami.
So?
Well, that's probably more... Well, that's more than... Yeah. You're not going to win this argument.
It's more than most people in Miami right now.
Well, you're going to lose that argument. He got me on somebody with less than 6 months, which is bullshit, but... Still
anyway,
pissed about
moving
that.
On. Nancy Grace, lawyer and former prosecutor, helmet of blonde hair, made the Casey Anthony case national news.
Newers?
Manure.
You both said that she is a Florida woman and she is a tourist. She's actually from Atlanta.
I don't know why the hell I listen to you.
The hint should have been she's on CNN. That's headquartered in Atlanta.
Well, that didn't mean she's there. Was born there.
All right, so you have to get these next two correct to win. So one of you, because for the last two questions, you have each guessed different answers, so one of you is at least going to be out of the running.
Well, thank you for that drama and suspense
yes,
there.
Absolutely.
It's amazing how you can subtract
our first
minus five.
Our fourth person was Debbie Harry. Phil, you want to do another impersonation for us?
No.
All right. She is the singer for Blondie.
Was it love and it was a gas?
Mike, you said she is a tourist. And Phil, you say she is a Florida woman. And she was born in Miami.
Bam!
So, Phil, you have two. And Mike, you have been eliminated from winning.
No.
You have one point.
You have 1 point.
Yeah, but we differentiated on the last one.
Well, yeah, you gotta could have 2 points.
And he still would have two.
Yeah, but you have to get more than three to win.
Oh, damn.
So you might still beat Phil, or tie Phil.
Yeah, as long as I do that.
That's a consolation prize.
Then I won't be last.
Kevin Nash was our final person. Professional wrestler for the WWE, WCW, and TNA, known as Diesel. Mike, you said he's a Florida man. Phil, you said he's a tourist. Kevin Nash was born in Detroit, Michigan, but currently lives in Ponce Inlet, Florida.
Son of a bitch.
So, Mike, you came about it the wrong way because you said he was born here. And you are originally from Michigan.
Yes.
And
I missed him being from there, but, you know, if you just said the Steiner brothers, I would have got them.
But you still said... That's just because you look like the one guy with the mustache.
That's why he's my bestie. He's the only one I know can pull off a porn stash and actually look sexy.
Yeah, okay.
Well, thank you.
Well, there's only two. There's only two that I can speak of that can do that. Number one is Mike. Number two is Tom Selleck.
Ah, so that means that you each got 2 points.
And I won?
No. Well, you tied with Mike, but you only got two. You did not get three. So I'm still waiting on that Yingling, sir.
Well, I don't drink Yingling, so you'll get what I have left over. How you like that Ultra?
Marriage is like an unfunny, tense version of Everybody Loves Raymond. But it doesn't last 22 minutes. It lasts forever.
All right, story 4. Florida man shot in the head by wife who didn't like his tone of voice.
This one comes to us from WPTV.com. The Florida Riviera Beach Community Redevelopment Agency director was shot in the head by his wife, who told deputies the couple was arguing and the rest was a blur. Deputies arrested LaWanda Brown for the attempted murder of her husband, Tony Brown.
Shot him in the head, but it's attempted, so she didn't succeed.
She wasn't a very good shot.
The hell do you shoot somebody in the head and don't... Wow.
Finish the story.
The couple now lives in Fernandina Beach and runs a consulting company, T. Brown Consulting Group. That's pretty original. Brown served on the Riviera Beach CRA from 2010 to 2016. Deputies arrived at the Browns' home and found Tony Brown, age 58, lying in a pool of blood from a gunshot to the back of his head. Fire rescue airlifted Brown to UF Health Hospital in Jacksonville with critical injuries. LaWanda Brown said they were working on a project for their consulting company when Brown asked her to search in Google for a project template. While searching, she said she could hear in the tone of her husband's voice that he was unhappy with her. She said she remembers him walking out of the office, and then her memory is a blur. Deputies reported finding a .38 caliber revolver in the bedroom of their home. LaWanda Brown was booked into the Nassau County Jail. Her bond was set at $500,000.
She shot him with a .38 in the back of the head and...
And he survived. Not well enough to go bail her out, though.
Holy shit. It was attempted. Yeah, it's attempted murder, so it wasn't like murder, so it was attempted, so...
Yeah.
She shot him in the back of the head and he lived?
Well, I'm going to side with LaWanda for a bit. If you're working with somebody and you have them Google something, never look over their shoulder. Because it's just going to be an exercise in frustration. However, he did leave the room.
So. Says the man who found the categories of unquestionable content on Pornhub. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, my wife does listen
random
to the show, which
that's
is nice.
That's just a random button.
Yeah, well, my... see, Mike knows. My wife did talk to Phil via text about our last episode and my interesting selections. And I got to give it to Phil. He did tell her that she needs to step up her game.
I did.
Well, you know.
If your husband's surfing Pornhub and doing random and comes up and gets excited with amputees, you might need to step up your game a bit.
Hey, there's less appendages to get in the way.
You know, Mike gets it. He is
For the record, I did not go look
Not yet.
Not going to do it. Nope.
Check his browser.
Not going to happen.
This is a man who knows that it's like me with the peanut butter Oreos. You know if you try them, you're going to be addicted to them.
Yeah.
No, that's why I'm not looking. You can't unsee that shit.
No.
Secretly, he loves clowns.
I do not. Clowns. The point of the whole story is I still am in awe of how you shoot somebody in the back of the head with a .38 caliber pistol and he lives.
Yeah.
So, well, our friend Mike is a...
medical professional.
Have you ever run across an instance where somebody was shot in the back of the head and lived?
Yes, actually I have. It's not uncommon, especially with a small caliber.
That's not a small caliber.
A .38?
A .38?
It's very tiny. It's a .380.
No, a .380 is different than a .38.
It's the same caliber. Same size, relatively. You ain't gonna, unless you're standing right next to him, you ain't gonna kill him.
Well, it sounds like they're in the same room.
Yeah, but the room could be...
She hit him in the back of the head. I mean, you gotta be pretty close for that.
Yeah, he didn't know it was coming.
Not necessarily. She just gotta be a man and
obviously,
a woman and stand in front of him and shoot him.
Again, on LaWanda's behalf, I'm gonna say that obviously this man had a very thick skull.
The fuck a ricochet off?
Well, either that or she's a very bad shot and she only just grazed him in the head.
Well, obviously she doesn't know how to Google either, so...
There had to be things leading up to this. I mean, you just don't go from normal business work to he pisses her off and then she shoots him in the back of the head.
Have you ever stood over one of your employees' shoulders while you had them Google something?
Yes, and it is extremely frustrating if you... When you get out of the way, just give me the damn keyboard.
Let me drive. I've said that more than once.
I'm still struggling with it. Shot him in the back of the head and he lived.
Yeah, she's not a good shot.
Maybe she just grazed him and popped him in the ear or something.
Yeah.
He was laying in a pool of blood.
So the ones that you were speaking of that lived, where were they shot?
One of them got, it was a graze, which will bleed quite a bit. All the blood vessels are very close to the surface in the head.
Right, but for the record, if you were shot dead center of the back of the skull with a .38 special, you're dead.
Not necessarily, no.
No.
There's people who've been shot with .22s, they've been shot with 9mm who have survived. There was a gentleman who had a 8-inch hunting knife stuck in his head, went to the hospital with the knife still sticking out of his head, and survived the entire thing.
Did that happen in Polk County?
No. Mm. Not everything happened.
Now, let's be for the record, we are not hating on Polk County. We appreciate that is where the majority of our content comes from.
Yeah, just about every other week we have a story coming out of Polk County.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very easy to get shot in the head and not die.
It's very easy to get shot in the head and die, too.
Well, yes. It all depends on how close you are.
I mean, we practice that when we go to the range.
Yes.
Shooting each other in the head?
Mm-hmm. It's a target. You have the head target, and you shoot them you aim in for the head.
Okay.
We don't aim for the ear. I mean, to graze them. I mean, you're trying to hit dead center.
I don't know. Are we talking about you in the bedroom, or are we talking about the range?
And that's all the time we have this week.
If you like the show, please leave a review and rate us 5 stars on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or whatever podcatcher you use.
Like us on Facebook and Instagram. Follow us on Twitter at FloridaMenPod.
If you've got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover, send us an email at FloridaMenPodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. That's not a Florida number, but it was all Google Voice had available.
Have we got any voicemails yet?
No.
Other than the one
just yours.
Just mine?
Yeah.
So somebody call us.
Yeah. Phil's feeling lonely.
I called it live one night on the show. And he looks up right halfway through it and goes, "Oh, we got a voicemail." Oh, it's just you. Yeah, dumbass. I was right here when I damn did it.
Yeah, so call and just breathe heavy for Phil. He needs it.
I don't want to breathe. No.
So that's, once again, that's 567-432-9674.
For those of you that are slow, that's BR549. You have no idea what that means, do you?
I have no idea. If you'd like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes, discounts on our merchandise, and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
And we have any of those?
the merchandise and other cool stuff.
Yeah.
As soon as people are on Patreon, they can I'll start ordering that stuff.
So we don't have that yet.
No.
Interesting.
No. Did you get a check this week?
From the podcast?
Right.
No.
Our paid subscribers get lots of extras. Head on over to our page on Patreon to see what they are.
Do we have those?
A page on Patreon? Yes, we do.
Do we have any extras?
Yes. You want me to go to Patreon and tell you what some of these other things are?
I need to get involved in the podcast. And that's I'm feeling like I don't know what's going on.
Well, you know.
Was it like the bloopers?
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You know, if you'd read the outline before, you know, before we're actually recording.
But that would take the spontaneity out of it.
True.
Well, I like the way that sounded.
As he drops into a slow, sexy voice.
I know, right?
All right. So we've got several levels before I've told you about what the Jacksonville level is. We also have the Tampa level. If you donate $3.50 or more per episode, we will give you early access to every new episode. So every episode is usually ready a couple days before the actual Friday release date. You'll get it as soon as it is available.
$350?
No, $3.50. You'll also get access to patron-only episodes.
So a quarter of a dime bag.
Plus a buck.
And you get change.
And do that math in your head. Thank you.
Yeah, and they'll also get a personal thanks from us on the next episode. So we will mention anybody who donates and becomes a patron will mention their name on the show.
We will?
Absolutely.
All right.
They now become a sponsor.
We got to say thank you.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Florida Men Podcast, are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, especially our families, employers, or each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism. This is my spot.
You like this one, okay.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Copyright 2018.
And we are rolling. Episode 5, Florida Men Podcast. Date? I have no idea what today is. June the 5th, 2018.
Every week, he has to think about what fucking year it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And also, oh, Jesus Christ.
That would be Joel's beer clanking on the microphone, which we just talked about before we did this.
Oh, I'm going to cut that shit right out, too. Yeah. So,
Florida man drowns. All right, start over. Shit.
Or investigators said he told them. Investigator. Do that again.
Google it.
Marion County. How you spell county? C-U-O-U-N-T-I.
Make sure you put the O in there.
Yeah.
I got it. Now, where's Marion County?
That's the Keys. Isn't it?
It's Ocala.
No. Marion County is the Keys.
That's Martin County, isn't it?
Martin County is the Keys.
No, it's not. Your first interjection into the thing, and you've completely flubbed it.
I'm wrong.
All right, somebody owes somebody an apology because Marion County is located in Ocala.
I will apologize. What's the one in the Keys?
I ask you where Marion was. I have no idea where the Keys is.
Yeah, because we go to Market of Marion. You're right.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go back to the original statement. Well, are you going to start your gurgling again already?
The story started.
Excuse me.
Marion County.
Oh, I was thinking Monroe County.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Monroe. All right.
That's near Detroit.
Okay, so let's start over. Let's go back to my original question. So, where is Marion County?
That would be Ocala.
Okay, so let's get something. So, when I say we edit this after the fact. So, when I go back and I start something over again, you have to pretend like that's the first time I ever said it, not like I'm being a smartass.
No, I thought he was answering. You didn't point at me for me to talk.
I did.
I'm like a puppet. You're okay, Jeff.
So where does your hand go if he's the puppet?
But up. Psh.
All right. So
that's got entertainment you can't buy, folks.
Anyway.
All right, so let's go back. This. We continue working with a Boynton Police, a beach police department. Where's Boynton at?
Boynton Beach. It's on the
East Coast.
Said Bright Line Spot. Al Sule? Sule?
Ali Sule. You want to start that one over?
I am not happy with the way that came out. We continue working with the Boynton.
Damn it!
You picked this one. I let you
have. I didn't pick it!
I was going to let you have number two.
We continue. Carrie. We continue working with the Boynton. God damn it. How do you say it?
Boynton.
Boynton. Boynton. Okay. I got this. We continue working with the Boynton Beach Police Department, says a Brightline spokesman. My fucking... God damn it. Ali Sule?
Sure. If you got a name Ali, you got to expect that we're going to mispronounce your name.
We could...